Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes. What's your name, Debbie?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. I'm Victor. And I
hey,
used
Mr.
to,
Victor.
I used to be a client with y'all, and I had moved, and I wanted to see if I can assign a new assistant.
Okay.
Is it from,
you are in need of services,
from,
right?
Yes.
Okay, what county do you reside in, Victor?
Jefferson City. I'm in Cole
Jefferson.
County.
Cole County?
Yes.
Okay. And are you gender friendly or do you prefer a female?
I prefer.
Or do you have someone already
gender.
Assigned?
Yeah, I have someone already assigned.
Okay. Victor, what's your last name?
Sloan, Sloan.
Date of birth, sir?
1/24/73. I was a client about a year ago.
What's your the month you were born, Victor?
1/24/1973.
Let me see if I find you. One second. Your voice sounds familiar. I might have been the one that initiated the call. Did we call the state and get you onto services, get you transferred over to us?
Yeah.
Let me see if
I had service. I had service. I had a worker in there again. You want my social security number?
One second. Do you know your Medicaid ID number?
No.
Ooh, I'm not going to be able to find you if you don't have that. What's your address?
The address that I was getting service at?
No, the address you're currently residing in, your new address.
320 East Ashley.
East Ashley Street?
Yes.
And that's, you said Jefferson City?
Yes.
And the zip code?
65101.
Okay. And a good number to reach you, Victor.
Excuse me?
A good number to reach you?
573-536-1305.
And who's going to be your caregiver?
Sabrina.
Sabrina. And last name for Sabrina?
Sloan. Sloan, S-L, famous line, my sister.
S-O-S-L-O-A-N, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let me just check. Same
as mine. Yeah, she'll be fine. I mean, I got a medical card. I mean, I got my over-the-counter card.
Does it have your DCN number on it?
DCN? Let's see.
And Sloan's last name are S-L-O-A-N, correct?
Yeah. Okay. I think I, hold on, I might have found it. I think it might have had it. Yeah, I think I put this number in my phone.
I'm going to check another portal because I don't find you on this one specifically. But we updated our programming system, so let me see if through another application I can find. Sloan, S-L-O-A-N.
Yes.
Nothing here
either.
Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me? Hold on. Oh, no, I'm trying to find the numbers, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't find you here either. Do you remember what was the name of the agency that you were with before?
I was with Freedom Care.
Right. So this is Deluxe Home Care. We do the same deluxe thing. Yes.
That's why you can't find me. I don't know. I typed up. I Googled Freedom Care, and I guess it's something here.
All right.
Right. That's why I can't find
me. Right. Yeah, I tried into different data banks, and I can't see your info. So that's why I asked you what agency. But I'll be glad to assist you. We do the same thing, and we're licensed in your county.
But it matters. I got to compare. How y'all payment do?
So we pay weekly every Friday. Anything over 40 hours is time and a half. And how many hours do you get, Victor?
You don't know.
Mr. What? Victor?
Hey, I'm the boss. I'm done. So?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many hours a week do you get?
Forgot.
How many?
You say something you don't want to? So, Brandon, I'm doing this. You do your part, I'll do my part.
Ask Ms. Sabrina how much was her rate so that I can offer her something highest. Because right now we're the highest paying agency in the county. So maybe I can offer her something higher than what she was making with Freedom Care.
You ain't even from up here, Sabrina. You don't know. Sabrina, don't worry about what I'm doing. You handle your part. You just ask her what her rate?
Yeah, the rate. Her hourly rate. How much was she getting paid every hour?
Sabrina,
you can check the rates for the Cole County.
How much was you getting paid before?
An hour. Her hourly rate.
She said when she was doing it for someone else, it was $12 an hour.
Right, because every county, the state reimburses different. In Coles County, let me tell you the rates right now. Hold on, okay?
Right, that's what I was explaining. See, everything and every place is different.
Uh-huh.
You want to do what yourself? You want to do what yourself, Sabrina, you can't do this part. This part is for me to do, Sabrina. I got to give her your name and stuff, and that's what I'm doing. Sabrina, it's not two, it's a whole bunch of them. They all are different. It ain't y'all. It's not one or two, Sabrina. It's like a...
There's hundreds of home care agencies throughout the state.
Right.
You're doing the right thing, Victor. If you're not happy with one agency, as a patient, you have the right to go to any other agency.
I don't know.
So I can offer her 14. Ask her if she's good with that. 14 is an excellent rate, and it's the highest in Cole County. Okay. I would just need like an email address so that I can send the hiring application. She could get it out the way.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was trying to do. Thank you. Right. Sabrina, I'm trying to take your business. I don't need you to keep on repeating something that doesn't make sense. Oh, come on, Sabrina. Right. I'll give you a call back.
Mr. Victor?
Yes.
I'm going to submit the referral online. I'll give you my direct
number. She don't even have an email. Okay. I'll give you a call back if you get one.
What about a good phone number or your email?
I'm going to talk it over with her.
Okay.
Mike, pick somebody else.
Can I give you my direct number just in case?
Yes.
Sabrina, be quiet.
My number is 314.
Okay. 314.
501. 2508. That's 314-501-2508. My name is Jasmine, and this is Deluxe Home Care. Victor?
One more time, Jasmine.
Yep.
One more time, Jasmine.
Yep.
Number one more time.
314-501-2508. 314-501-2508.
Okay.
And if you like, Victor, I can follow up with you, okay?
Okay, and I'm going to get the name part. The name is Rose Deluxe.
And the agency is Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe.
And Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. She can go online. She can check out. We are licensed and credited with the Better Business Bureau, and we are fully on board with the CDS program. The CDS program is the one that allows you to hire and fire her and or add anyone else to your care. That's the program you have now.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get some way that she can the way she can get the application, I mean, the paperwork.
I can text it. I can email it. We can send it in the mail. What's easiest for you?
Okay, text, email. All right. All right, and hold on. Should I put your name under in a? Are you?
Jasmine.
I know.
That's my
name. Hmm? I mean, are you like? I know before I had not a representative. I mean, someone like a representative. I mean, you know, the worker that I talked to that handled all my stuff. Or is you? Should I put your name down on here?
Yes, you can put my name
down. Is this your group? Okay.
That's my direct number. When you're ready to change agencies and start your services, we'll call the state together. We'll request it because the state has to know that you moved. You got to update your address. And then we can ask, you know, for your services to be opened again.
Okay. All right. And then how long does the process take? A week or two?
Takes anywhere between 10 to 15 business days, depending. If I had your Medicaid ID, I can check for you now to see if your care plan is active or has it been terminated. Is your sister getting paid right now to take care of you, or is anyone else?
No, not since I moved.
Since when? When was the last time you received services?
Like March or April last year.
Oh, yeah. So then we have to call and probably do a whole renew assessment. But that's just, it takes maybe 10 days. And then they'll come review everything with you, and then they'll go over the process with you again, and then they'll open up your case.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's my direct.
I mean, yeah. I know. Yeah. I know it takes I know I was saying what the process of getting in and filling out the application was taking how long does it take to get into the application to be sent off?
We send it to you how you tell me to send it, and then as soon as you work on it, we'll submit it. We'll register her with the Family Care Safety Registry, and we'll add her to payroll. So by the time the state acknowledges that you want your services back up and running, she's already on payroll. So when the state releases the authorization, meaning the okay to service you, your sister's gonna start working right away.
Okay.
But we have to initiate contact. So if you could get me that Medicaid ID, and if you want, call me back tomorrow at a better time where she, you know, where she's calmed down or you've had, you know, time to review everything with her, you know?
Right, yeah.
We'll probably get that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because we really, I didn't talk it. Yeah, we just, you just asked me and I started running. So, hold on, I got to sit down and talk to her.
Now you got it. Happened, you know, sis wants to know what's going on, you know, just explain, you're going to a better paying agency, you want to start your services back up, and she just has to fill out a hiring application, okay?
Yes. Okay. I'll get all that stuff done, and I'll give you a call back.
All right, sir, you take care, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.